Proclamation number 7844 of 7th of March, 1961. God's address to the souls in darkness. I am a kind Father, full of mercy and long-suffering, full of patience and love, and you will never need to fear that I will turn away from you, even if you have become sinful, even if you have distanced yourselves from me and resisted me. My love and grace is for you nevertheless, and I seek to help you who, through your sinfulness, have also fallen into wickedness. I take care of you. I send my messengers to you and they speak to you as human beings so that you will believe sooner than if I were to address you myself. Which, however, would not be possible in your sinful state because then you would not be able to tolerate the light which would shine upon you if you were addressed directly. But you shall nevertheless experience the benefit of light when small sparks of light flash up and illuminate the darkness in which you still dwell as a result of your sin, as a result of your inner defensive position towards me, which always brought a state of darkness and wretchedness for you. But it can also become light again around you. You just have to believe that the God who called you into life is a God of love who does not want his living creations to live in wretchedness but wants to make them happy forever. Therefore you should turn to this God of love and ask him to have mercy on you. And you will learn about Jesus Christ, who once walked the earth as your brother in order to redeem you from your guilt of sin. You will learn of him and also of his work of redemption, of his death on the cross, which he suffered for your guilt. And you will also learn that you must turn to him, and when you do so you will also recognize that it was your God and Father from eternity who laid down his life on the cross for your guilt. And then you will truly be saved for all eternity. Then you will be drawn to me in Jesus, and you will make use of my love and grace, my mercy, gentleness and patience. You will ask me to accept you, and now you have given up your resistance and stepped out of darkness into brightest light. Your state has changed into a state of bliss, and you will now be full of love yourselves and distribute love to all those who, like you, dwelled in deepest darkness, shall reach the light. Let all of you be addressed by my messengers who want to bring you light into the darkness. Follow the sparks of light when they flash in the darkness and you will truly be guided to where you may hear my word. The word which is directly conveyed by me to earth and which also resounds in the kingdom of the beyond in order to bring salvation to the souls there which are in great distress. And believe that you were created by a God of love who also wants you to be blessed, you who made yourselves unworthy of this bliss. But I see your suffering, your darkness, I want to help you find the light, so that you return to me again, who is the light of eternity and who wants to and can give you beatitude. And believe that I am waiting in Jesus for your coming to me, that you only need to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the divine Redeemer and that you will then no longer refuse to acknowledge me as you once did but return to the Father from whom you once originated. Let yourselves be redeemed, rise from the depths, follow the light which occasionally flashes upon you, and you will truly be saved from darkness, you will ascend to the light and be blessed. Amen.